Sechas Meiser Sheni Mishnah Beis Perik Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Sachen Shemen Shel Meiser Sheni BiYerushalayim. Vachacham Matirin. Rabbi Shimon says you're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni oil to anoint oneself in Yerushalayim. And the Chachamim allowed. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. They said to Rabbi Shimon, Im Hakel B'Truma Chamura Lo Nakel B'Meiser Sheni Hakal. If you are allowed to anoint yourself with Meiser, with Truma, which is much more Machmir, why can't we use Meiser Sheni? Amar lahem. Rabbi Shimon said to them, Ma lo im Hakel B'Truma Chamura Makam Shahakel. We now deal with a tiltan that Rabbi Shimon spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Tiltan shel Meiser Sheni, the tiltan of Meiser Sheni techol tzimchon. You can eat it when it's not fully grown. V'shel truma be'shamem rim komas sebetara chutz mechafifasa. Once the flower has the clove has grown to be a full grown clove, then in the case of truma, Beis Shammai says you have to pretend like it is truma, because even though not everybody eats this, at the same time there is an element of truma to it. So Beis Shammai says that everything has to be tahor, except for if you're going to use it to comb out your hair. That does not have to be done b'tahara. And Beis Hillel says the other way around, all of it can be done in tuma, that you don't have to be matayor anything, except if you're going to let it soak in water, because in that case it would be considered a machshir l'tuma, and tuma would be passed from your hands to the teltan. As a result, so that must be done in Tahara, and you have to make sure that you are not Tameh, you do not pass Tuma on. But besides that, in the case of Teltan made of Truma, you do, according to Beis Hillel, you do not have to be careful with regard to matters of Tuma and Tahara regarding it.